Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Bears have reportedly signed Case Keenum. Multiple reports saying it. 37 years old, one-year contract worth up to $3 million. Keenum coming in as what is considered, I think, Marshall, as the mentor, the veteran in the room for the Tyson Bagent and Caleb Williams combination. And that's of no offense to the Bagency. I feel like this is a voice that they probably needed to have earlier. Just as somebody veteran, the presence is there to be, you know, a sounding board and to be a reliable backup in case of whatever may come their way.
This man's been doing it for a long time. Let's start with that. He's played 11 years in the league. How many teams do you think he's been on? What number team is this for the
Bears? Oh, my
Bears
goodness. Team? For him?
He might
be up there with Chase Daniel on the Secure the Bag All-Stars team.
I guess the better question is, what team do you most closely associate him with? Case Keenum, NFL quarterback.
Houston? But that's because he played his college ball in Houston. At one point, he had the NCAA yards record.
So Houston's a great call because he started in Houston two seasons there where he played in 10 games. All 10 of them were starts. And he played in Houston last year where he made two starts.
That would do it for me. Yeah.
That all makes sense. So this is actually his eighth team in the NFL in what will be his 12th NFL season. And the man has been around several blocks. Right now, he's 37 years old, and he's a vet. He's the guy that they'll look to guide not only Caleb Williams, but also I don't think the Bagency is going anywhere.
No.
So he's going to be the third quarterback, and they'll have a quarterback room with three on the roster.
And it makes sense. I think Tyson Bagent has earned his keep and then some as the backup quarterback. So I don't mind that setup at all. I also am a big proponent of NFL teams carrying three quarterbacks. I know it's not as easy when roster decisions have to be made, but this is an easy decision to me when it comes to the Bears quarterback room. Have that veteran voice. He's 37. Ben Johnson is 38.
So they're going to see eye to eye on a lot of things.
You know, I mean, maybe at that point he's kind of like the Mercedes Lewis type, if you will.
They can have a throwback Madden matchup in the quarterback's room with Ben Johnson involved. I like that. I like the vibe of getting a veteran guy like Case Keenum, a guy who's seen it, been there, done that. He's got 66 NFL starts. That's five seasons worth of NFL starts.
And I know we've talked a lot about how many voices are going to be in Caleb's ear, right? Like that's a big discussion point. But I think what you're seeing overall with the Bears is an effort to bring in more veterans with more points of view who also fit what we see Ben Johnson wanting out of his players schematically, makeup-wise. I know makeup is a word that's been used a lot. And I like that part of it. Just there's a defined viewpoint when it comes to why certain veterans are coming in and how not only will they be utilized in game situations, but potentially just being there in the locker room.
we talk about winning culture all the time because the Bears don't have one. They haven't had one since Ryan Poles has been there because winning culture is only created by wins, and they haven't won nearly enough, as you point out all the time, in terms of Ryan Poles' record as a general manager, right? Well, he's making sure he brings in guys who have had winning experiences. Certainly Houston's been in the playoffs. The year before that, he was in Buffalo. They know what playoff life looks like as well. You can go back to when he was with the Rams back in 2016. Minnesota, not a good team in Washington, not a good team in Denver, his time there. But he's done enough, is what I'm saying, to put him in a positive light, not only for us watching from the sidelines, but also the coaches who are running things.
I'm laughing because Stud sent us a text because it's hard to communicate when you're on site here. And he says, for what it's worth, Case Keenum is not in the same league as Chase Daniel, as in the Secure the Bag All-Stars. Keenum has made more money, but Daniel, with only 5 career starts, is in his own stratosphere. It's so true. It's so true. And I know that we're up against a break, but both Studs and I remembered something Ryan Poles said to Adam Hogan, Adam Johns on the Hogan Johns podcast. It seemed like this was coming, the decision for a third quarterback on the team. Do we have time to play that audio, guys? What do we think? All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, that's something Ben and I have discussed and talked about, and we're still exploring. I know, you know, free agency is kind of over, but we're still looking at some different options. We understand that there's a unique kind of like wisdom that an experienced quarterback that they can bring to the table and help a young quarterback out, especially when the coaching staff, because you know we have JT who's played the game, is going to have some wisdom and perspective as well. But those guys have to go game plan and prepare, and the contact time isn't as high as someone, you know, that would be in the room. So the most important piece is making sure that it's a right fit, because that room is very, very special. It's a special room, and the personalities, the egos, all of that has to work out, you know, perfectly, or you can disrupt it significantly. So we're being very particular, but that's something, you know, we could potentially address here in the near future.
In other words, that player needs to know that role and embrace that role.
Right? Yep, absolutely. And we, you know, Tyson, in terms of his play, I know he doesn't have the wisdom and all the knowledge because he's young himself, but we know we love the skill set there and what he's capable of doing too, and that makes it tough. And that's why I love Tyson as well, is he's so competitive that, you know, if you think he's just going to get beat out, you know, you're probably going to be wrong. So just kind of seeing how the room's going to shape up.
Well, and now we know. So that ended up being some foreshadowing for sure.
A very specific choice, and it one that makes sense given all the context clues that he gave us before the signing.
Yeah, it's always nice to double back and hear what it's like after they've made the decision. So Ryan Poles letting Hogan Johns know there on their podcast what was going to go down. The timing was pretty impeccable there.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.